Praise the Lord and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson in Timmins, Minnesota. Miss me on 930-9980-9395 in the phone. And I'll be with you for prayer hour. And I do pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere and ask your continued prayers for us. And I thank the Lord for many blessings because he's just been so good to me that better than I deserve. Just glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I thank the Lord for keeping the broadcast on and for the daily bread, as it is much needed and good food for the soul. It's always good edifying and encouraging preaching, Brother Rice. Just keep on preaching as the saints do need you. And may the Lord help the saints to keep on fighting the good fight of faith. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come with my prayer. Lord bless you all, Maranatha.
Praise the Lord, saints. The Lord is good all the time. All the time, God is good. All right, I would remind you of the colder weather coming up. We need to take precautions, like dripping the faucets. We're cold now, but it's not cold enough to freeze up the faucets, but when you get down into the teens, it would help us to do that. If we don't, the pipes might freeze. What happens when water freezes? It expands. God did that in his wisdom. Hallelujah. Otherwise, he'd kill all the fish in the streams. But we'll remind you again, of course. You know, we need reminding. You want to remind us again of who we are in Christ.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Glory.
We are the righteousness of God in Christ. Hallelujah. We're undeserving. Absolutely. Thank you, Lord. And he is worthy. All right. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we do thank you for being our stay. We thank you, Lord God, for this gathering this morning by your divine decree. We do need you, Lord. The saints sure do need you. I need you, Lord. So we pray that you help us now and throughout the day and throughout our walk with you, Lord. We know that you will help us. Otherwise, we are unable. So we would walk worthy this hour. We would worship you in spirit and in truth. We would draw our minds in on the Lord, as Elder McClellan would say. And seek the things above, set our affection on things above. I would speak as the oracles of God, words of faith to minister grace. I pray for divine wisdom, O God, and the holy anointing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right. Sister Melanie is preparing to disembark. How about that? She's been doing some visiting, I see. We'll do a little visiting now. We're going to visit with the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, don't y'all look sleepy. Draw your mind in on the Lord. Don't be fearful. Don't be doubtful. Thank you, Lord. Don't be nonchalant. Hallelujah. And most of all, don't be a hypocrite. Don't be a hypocrite. Hallelujah. Yeah, if you think this is not the word of God and what we should do, then don't be here. Yeah, it's going to cost you if you do. Really now. Hallelujah. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. I'm going to. The gospel. That means the good news. Hallelujah. The gospel. Without faith has no power.
Amen.
Forgiveness. Without repentance.
Amen.
Likewise.
Amen.
Has no power.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And is indeed unbelief.
Amen.
Brother Sarah would always say forgiveness is ongoing. And if it were not so, we couldn't be saved. The forgiveness of God is ongoing.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we as vessels, we are able to channel this forgiveness. We don't have to, but that's what God purposed us to do. To forgive as God for Christ's sake forgave us. That's our purpose. We have no right to hold a grudge. We lost some amens, but you can do it. But not in Christ. Not with any authorization from Christ. Not in any righteousness. If you're operating in unforgiveness, think that somebody's done something against you, you're doing it outside of Christ. And it is against you. Because God in his wisdom, just like he made to the water to expand when it freezes, he made it so that for you to be forgiven, you have to forgive. In fact, we that are forgiven want to forgive. Hallelujah. Yeah, we have to go outside the camp to have a desire not to forgive. We can't be in Christ and say, I don't want to forgive. We have to get out of, yeah, he is forgiveness. Hallelujah. But the power in it, of course, is extracted by repentance. It's ongoing, but most of the world is going to be damned because they won't repent. The Bible speaks much about repentance. I got a message about the power of forgiveness. Well, God spoke to me about the power of repentance. How about that? One without the other is no good. You know that. God forgives, but men won't repent. So they're not forgiven. What should we repent of? That we're sinners. That's just simple. And then we should seek not to sin. Since we, right? Hallelujah. And of course, one of the best ways to do that is don't focus upon other folks' fault. Focus on your own. What are you going to do, Pastor? Well, I'm going to cry loud and spare not. Lift up my voice like a trumpet. Show God's people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sin. Hallelujah. So much as is in me, Paul said, I'm ready to preach the gospel. Hallelujah. To you that in Rome, to you that are in Canada's, you that in Russia and China and Cuba, I'm ready to preach the gospel. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, there it is. To everyone that believeth. And of course, today the word, the gospel, has not much power because there's not many that believe it. Hallelujah. To the Jew first and also to the Greek, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. As we spoke before, of course, repentance is actually coming to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. Or acknowledging the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. This witness is true. Wherefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables. Amen. And commandments of men that turn from the truth. Not giving heed to Jewish fables or any of those things. Unto the pure, all things are pure. But unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure. But even their mind and conscience is defiled. Hallelujah. And of course, the tongue is a world of evil. It defileth the whole body. Thank you, Lord. They profess they know God. They profess they know God. But in works they deny him. Being abominable and disobedient. And unto every good work, reprobate.
Amen.
Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof.
Amen.
From such, turn away. Hebrews chapter 4, let us therefore fear. Let it be so. That's my prayer every day.
Amen. Yes.
Let us therefore fear.
Amen.
We won't be saved otherwise.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Fear God. Keep his commandments. It's the whole duty of man.
Amen.
So teach us, Lord.
Amen.
The fear of the Lord. Unite our hearts to fear thy name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We would move with fear.
Amen.
Certainly believing this is the last time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Noah being warned of God of things not seen as yet moved with fear. He built an ark to the saving of his household, whereby he condemned the world. Hallelujah. Let us therefore fear. Let us therefore fear. Lest the promise being left of, lest us of entering into the rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. We may come short, but God does not. His arm is not short. His promises are steadfast and sure. Hallelujah. Is anything missing? It's on our part. Absolutely. We're not forgiven. It's on our part. Forgiveness is ongoing. Thank you, Lord. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. See, gospel has no power unless we believe it. Thank you, Lord. For we which have believed do enter into the rest. As he said, I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise. God did rest the seventh day from all his works. That's how the Sabbath was created. 6 days he made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all those things. And he made the man. And then he rested. God rested.
Hallelujah.
And he sanctified that day and hallowed it. And we have commandment. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
They always reminded Jesus of that, but they just didn't know how to apply. They held the truth of God in unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord. Of course, if we aren't careful, you know, anytime we depart from the truth, anytime, that's why we should be sober and vigilant.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Steadfast.
Amen.
Unmovable.
Amen.
The adversary, he's subtle.
Yeah,
that serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field.
Amen.
And he took his opportunity. He takes his opportunity today.
Amen.
He looks for them.
Amen.
He walketh about.
Yeah.
He looks for opportunity.
Amen.
Be good if we look for opportunity, huh?
Amen.
Huh?
Amen, Lord.
Opportunity to repent.
Amen.
Opportunity to worship.
Amen.
Opportunity to glorify God.
Amen.
Opportunity to forgive.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Opportunity to be willing, to be obedient.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. We have opportunity. He gathers us every day. He's given us this faith to choose to suffer affliction with God's people. You know it's by faith, huh?
Amen.
We have to continue in the faith.
Amen.
Otherwise, we won't be pleased.
Huh?
And we'll murmur and complain about each other.
Amen.
We don't continue in the faith. We won't be pleased with this situation. Huh? Y'all pleased with it?
Hallelujah.
Only by faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Neither murmur ye nor complain. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. Thank you, Lord. But in lowliness of mind, let us esteem others better than ourselves. Imagine when we walk in this light, how good it is. But when we walk in this light, Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Lord. So God did rest. But he labored to enter into the rest. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. But we'll have to labor to get into it. Of course, we are in a rest, but there remaineth the rest. It's written just like that. Therefore, there remaineth the rest for the people of God. Hallelujah. And it says we see that some couldn't enter into the rest. And the reason was because of unbelief. Thank you, Lord. So let us take heed. For the same reason, we won't be able to enter in. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Paul, and when they had appointed him a day, there came many to him in his lodgings. He's a prisoner, but he has visitors that come to him, to whom he expounded and testified the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus, both out of the law of Moses, out of the prophets, from morning until evening. And some believed the things which were spoken, and some believed not. Some got power, and some went away sorrowful. Hallelujah. And when they agreed among themselves, they departed after that Paul had spoken one word. Paul told them about Isaiah speaking the word about going to this people and say, hear and ye shall hear and shall not understand. What a paradox, huh? And seeing ye shall see and not perceive. It's like ever learning, never coming into the knowledge of the truth. Hallelujah. Hearing the gospel, not mixing it with faith. Here we are now. It's our opportunity. The word that we hear, we need to mix faith with it. Hallelujah. We need to believe God. For the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart. Listen to this and be converted. There's a change with believing. Well, we don't believe and still walk the same. Hallelujah. The power of God changes. Hallelujah. Yeah. Eventually, it's going to change us to his very likeness. Hallelujah. There's a change in me. There's a change in me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So should be converted and I should heal them. Be it known, therefore, unto you that the salvation is God. It's sent into, it was there, but they didn't believe it, so they couldn't receive it. Huh? Thank you, Lord. So here we are. In fact, all things of God must be received by faith. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David, there it is, the seed, and we are the seed too. The seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. Paul preached the resurrection, and it got him in trouble. He said, that's the only reason they have me here, because I stand in defense of the gospel. I believe in the resurrection. Hallelujah. You all believe in the resurrection? It is the coming of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's also that new life of Christ in you. Yeah, if that new life in Christ allows or makes it possible for us to believe in the coming of Jesus. You know, we have the first fruits. Thank you, Lord. And we believe by the Spirit that Christ has been raised from the dead, being the first fruits. And afterwards, they that are his at his appearing. Hallelujah. Yes. We shall not all sleep. We'll all be changed, though. Yeah, this gospel is going to change us. Everybody understand? Hallelujah. Even now, ongoing. Thank you, Lord. Be it known, therefore, unto you that the salvation is God of God is sent unto the Gentiles, that they will hear it Of course, God had always purposed that the Gentiles would hear. From the very beginning, he told Abram, thank you, Lord. Because it wasn't understood. So Paul opened it up. Yeah, it was a mystery. Yeah, hidden through many generations. Hallelujah. You all understand the mystery?
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
That we're partakers and heirs with the... Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Wherefore I suffer trouble as an evildoer. And if any man will live godly in Christ Jesus, he will likewise suffer trouble as an evildoer. Will suffer persecution. Thank you, Lord. Even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. They had him bound up, but they couldn't bind up God's word. And that's how it is with the spiritual warfare. There's nothing that men can physically do to you to hinder your spiritual own. Yeah. You can fight the fiercest warfare, which tied up and locked up and thrown. Doesn't matter. Everybody understand that? So let us not fear what man shall do unto us. Glory, glory. Let us boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Hallelujah. I will not fear. And fear not him that can destroy your body. But rather fear him that after he have destroyed the body, can destroy your soul in hell. Thank you, Lord. Your persecution, whatever men would do against us, is no match against the weapons of our warfare. Because they're not carnal. Even in death, we have the victory. Many went that way, you know. How about Stephen? He got the victory, didn't he? Praise the Lord. Glory, glory. So whatever they do to us, with faith in Christ, we still win. Now, Brother Spencer, say, we win. We win. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Because Christ fought the battle, and he won. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, if we suffer, I love it, we shall also reign with him. If we suffer, after that we've suffered a while, the God of all glory, who had called us to glory and virtue. Isn't that wonderful? Called us to glory and virtue. After that we've suffered a while. Established, strengthened, and settled us. After that we've suffered a while. After that we've suffered a while. Hallelujah. As Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. Hallelujah. Don't show up and say, I'm not going to suffer. But arm yourself. Be prepared to suffer. For as Christ has suffered, for us in the flesh. Thank you, Lord. He did suffer for us. Says here, if we deny him, here it is, he will deny us. He have to. He's the truth. He can't agree with the lie. And that Antichrist spirit said, Christ not in you. That's why he's Antichrist. Yeah, that's why he have you saying silly stuff. Praise the Lord. Instead of the word of God. Let the rivers of living waters flow from your bellies. He that believeth on me, as the scriptures has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Good morning, Gina. Hallelujah. Words of life. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God doth man live. Hallelujah. I say unto you, live. Hallelujah. And they would not come to me that they might live. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithfully, he cannot deny himself. We can say no God all we want to. Yeah, but he say, I am. How about that? No matter how much we say, no God, no God, I am. And I am that I am. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It's all the way through the book. How many times does he remind us? Yeah, I am the Lord. And they shall know that I am the Lord. I am the Lord. I am the Lord. I am he. And if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We believe not, and some believed, and some believe not. It is given unto us not only to believe on him, but it is given unto us to believe on him. But not only to believe, but also to suffer for his sake. To suffer for his name's sake. Not only to believe, but to suffer because we believe. As believers. Hallelujah. And if we do that, happy are we. Suffering as evildoers, I guess we're not happy. We'll have to murmur and complain. We'll have to be bitter and sad. But if we suffer for his sake, we can rejoice and be glad. Hallelujah. Rejoice and be glad. Rejoice and be glad. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. They're running around the dining hall. Thank you, Lord. They have liberty, you know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I remember when I was being taught to ride the bicycle. And I couldn't make any progress until I just trusted and believed that if I kept pedaling, I'd be all right. What hindered me is that, man, I'm going to fall over. Yeah, once I realized that if I just kept pedaling, I'd keep my back, then I'd go on. How about that? So that's what we have to do. We have to keep going, as we will fall. Yeah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I said, man, that looks so simple, and why can't I do it? And first few times I tried it, I went a little bit and fell over. Really? I guess you all mastered it the first time. I didn't. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I did not. I tried it a few times. But once I got it, I got it. You see, I can still do it. I'm still able. Hallelujah. Yeah, I can still run this race. Thank you, Lord. And it's my purpose to run to the end, to endure. Okay, flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call upon the Lord out of a pure heart. Out of a pure heart. Not just for name's sake, not for look's sake, but out of a pure heart. Because they really love God. They're really endeavoring to please God. They really want to be obedient. Hallelujah. You know how many say they're Christians? Yeah, there are a whole bunch of people think they're right with God. Yeah, but not everybody's right. Old songwriters say everybody talk about heaven ain't going there. The scripture itself say many. Just say to me in that day, Lord, Lord. Lord, Lord, I cast out devils in your name. I ran around the dining hall. Lord, Lord, hallelujah. He'll say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Yeah, that's put in the scriptures to put fear in us. Absolutely. We won't be saved without it. Hallelujah. Yeah, when they showed up, they were confident. Yeah. And they said, Lord, Lord.
That's right.
Yeah. Lord, Lord. Remember all the good deeds I did in your name? Cast out devils. Thank you, Lord. Prophesied. Gave to the poor. Helped the widows out. Yeah, went to church on Sunday. How about that? Depart from me.
Amen.
You workers of iniquity.
Amen.
I never knew you.
Amen.
So this tells us that there are a lot of people that are in delusion.
Amen.
And God put it so.
Amen.
He said, I will choose their delusions. Anytime when we start resisting the truth, that's where we go.
Amen.
Absolutely. Even today.
Amen.
This is not just for the black man. This is for anybody.
Amen.
This is how the truth works.
Amen.
Well, when you move away from it, you go into darkness.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So walk in the light while you have the light.
Hallelujah.
Or if you continue in my word,
amen,
then are you my disciples indeed.
Amen.
But if you don't continue, then you're not, and you won't know the truth.
Amen.
But if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples, and you shall know the truth. And then the truth will make you free. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. If you're in bondage, then you're not free.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I'm going to read on in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I won't be too long before you, but as long as God says, praise the Lord.
Praise.
Thank you, Lord. To the pure, all things are pure. To the defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure. Thank you, Lord. If we hunger and thirst after righteousness, we'll be filled. We despise the word, we won't be filled. We say, who's preaching? What are you going to preach about? Then we won't be filled, huh? Hallelujah. You have the full soul, loatheth and honeycomb. But to the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So let us put in our petition. Let us hunger and thirst, oh God. We won't do it on our own. We ask for this grace to hunger and thirst after your word. Hallelujah. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes.
Amen.
Help me, Lord. And the servant of the Lord must not strive,
Amen.
But be gentle unto all men. All men.
Amen.
Apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves.
Amen.
We've all been there.
Amen.
Yeah, that's our strong suit. You know that.
Yes.
That's what we do best.
Yes.
That's why we need a Savior.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. He will subdue our iniquity.
Amen. Amen.
If God peradventure will give them repentance, repentance, repentance. And it tells you what repentance is.
Amen.
To the acknowledging of the truth.
Amen.
That means moving in a manner that you know it's the truth.
Amen.
Your deeds matching.
Amen.
Your knowledge.
Glory.
That's what acknowledging means. I mean, you act like you know the truth.
Amen.
Knowing the truth and acting like you don't know it is foolish.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, help me, Jesus.
Amen.
And that they may recover themselves. We can recover ourselves. Out of the snare of the devil. It is a snare.
Amen.
We're taken captive by him at his will. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to read from 2 Corinthians. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Of course, it talks about mostly repentance here, the verses I'll read. Nevertheless, God that comforteth those that are cast down. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Comforted us by the coming of Titus. And not by his coming only, but by the consolation wherewith he was comforted in you. When he told us your earnest desire, your mourning, your fervent mind toward me. So that I rejoice the more. For though I made you sorry with a letter, I do not repent.
Amen.
Though I did repent, for I perceive that the same epistle hath made you sorry. But sadly it says, though but for a season. That's not good, is it? See, this letter made you sorry, but just for a season. But now I rejoice that not that you were made sorry, but that you continued, that you sorrowed to repentance. For you were made sorry after a godly manner, that you might receive damage by us in nothing. Repentance brings you no damage. Of course, you'll have to receive it in humility, in honesty and pureness of heart. Thank you, Lord. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of. But the sorrow of the world worketh death.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So some of our repentances may not be good. We, like everything else in this race, we have to continue in it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hmm? Have to be ongoing.
Amen.
You mean continual repentance?
Amen.
Absolutely. If there is continual forgiveness, well, what do you think the match is? I know. For ongoing forgiveness, but haughtiness and rebellion. No, that's not the match. Disobedience. Strife in it. No. Ongoing forgiveness. Ongoing contrition. Ongoing repentance. Ongoing humility. Yeah. I'm saying it right. Huh? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And of course, there's many substitutes and imitations. But there's only one true.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. And the true, of course, is forgiven. And all the others, they're just wasting time. Now, repentance, of course, is between you and God.
Amen.
And what does that mean? That means no matter what Pastor Rice does, no matter what anybody does, this is my sorrow that you and I can be right, God. That your relationship and my relationship with you is right. Hallelujah. I'm not going to put Kurt in it and blame him for my faults. Especially when you've given me power to overcome.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm not going to blaspheme you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, watch Monique put it real good with this saying. God takes no pleasure in our repenting over and over again. As though this were sufficient. Rather does he wish us to live in perpetual contrition.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's just how it is. We should be all the time humble.
Amen.
That's not haughty. That's not heady. That's not high-minded. Thank you, Lord. That's in submission and obedience. Hallelujah. Bad words, huh? Well, we don't mind you talking about them, Pastor Rice, but we're not going to do it. Thank you, Lord. Let me read this one. This ought to maybe encourage you in the Word. Talking about this perpetual contrition.
Amen.
You know, humble and contrite. Listen to it. Thus saith the Lord, Isaiah 66, the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me, and where is the place of my rest? For all those things hath my hand made, even the things you hold back. And all those things have been, said the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. Don't despise my word. Don't mock the preacher. You know we can't mock the preacher and be humble. No. We can't mock the preacher in repentance? No. We're trying to pass this stuff off as repentance and continue in our evil ways? Hallelujah. But through the form, God has, you know, chose their delusion.
Amen,
amen. Thank you, Lord. He that killeth an ox as if he slew a man. He that sacrificeth the lamb, as if he cut off a dog's neck. He that offereth an oblation, as if he offered swine's blood. So if we're in this mode, we aren't offering up Cain offerings. When we offer up Cain offerings, we're not walking in this manner. No. When we do what we want to do, when we want to do it, and when we don't want to do it, we don't No, no, we aren't walking like this. That's not humility and contrition. Huh? It won't work any repentance either. Absolutely not. You're still in your sins.
Amen. Help us, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. As he that offered swine's blood, why does he say swine's blood? Because the swine is an unclean animal. And God wouldn't accept it. When the sacrifice were offered, they were with clean animals, like goat and sheep and oxen, not horses and swine. Now, some people still think that now God made them clean. No, he didn't do it. When he made them, they were unclean. When they went on the ark, they were unclean. And he separated them that way. The unclean went in by sevens. The clean went in by twos. Is that right? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Anyway, I know, well, you remember in Acts chapter 10, I do. But I remember what God was saying. He was talking about people, not swine. We don't offer unclean things. We offer what God requires. His requirement is very simple. Present your body a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Anything else, anything less, is Cain offering. And God does not accept. You may be in a delusion that thinks that God accepts all your half-hearted, feigned offering, but God only accepts acceptable offerings.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What he requires, given freely from the heart.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He says, he that burneth incense as if he blessed an idol. Yea, they have chosen their own ways, and their soul delighteth in their abominations. He said, I will choose their delusions and will bring their fear upon them, because when I called, none did answer. When I spake, they did not hear, but they did evil before mine eyes and chose that in which I delighted not. Their purpose was not to please me, but to please themselves. Hear the word of the Lord, ye that tremble at his word. Your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake, said, let the Lord be glorified, but he shall appear to your joy, and they shall be ashamed.
Amen.
1 Peter 5, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. But it makes it a little bit tighter. Yea, all of you be subject one to another. Hallelujah. I mean, we esteem everybody as in the family of God. And that as we are accountable to God, we are accountable to them. That's submitting yourselves one to another. In the fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. They're not spiritual like me. I can treat them like a dog. No. Submit yourselves one to another. That we deal with our neighbor as Christ. Yes, and as we deal with them, is how we deal with Christ. I know I keep saying this, but we still find occasion to badmouth each other. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, the tongue defileth the whole body. It's a world of evil, full of deadly poison. Yeah, we could war good warfare very well if we bridle that tongue. Thank you, Lord. It's not that which goeth into the man that defileth him. You know, sometimes things stay out too long and they get put on the line and they're not really ready, and we shouldn't serve them. But even if we eat them, that don't defile us. Might make somebody sick. Not me, of course. Hallelujah. They say I have cast iron stomach. But anyway, some are not so well endowed, I would say. But it's not what goes into the mouth. Really, it's not. I'm preaching right out of the book. And that's not to say that we shouldn't be mindful of the other, but not more mindful of the things that come out of our mouth. We shouldn't be so mindful of contaminated food, and then not be so mindful of all the stuff we say that we really don't have to say. Really, we don't have to make judgments on Terry. That's none of our business. We can just say, Lord, thou knowest. Thou art God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Really? Well, we'll see how this goes over. Hallelujah. You know, as one would say, we'll see how you do. That's what God does, you know. He's trying us. See how we do. Right? That was Paul's word when he preached, and then he came back through. He said, let's go back through then. The ones we preach to and see how they do.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So subject one to another. Oh, we can do it. We have to be transformed, though. We won't do anything according to the word with that old mind. No, we'll think somebody owes something. Oh, yeah. We'll think that somebody done us wrong. Praise the Lord. With the new mind, you know that it's your prerogative. It's on you to make sure nobody does you wrong. This is synonymous with ongoing forgiveness. Everybody understand? If the forgiveness is not ongoing, then of course they'll do you wrong. But if forgiveness, and God's forgiveness is ongoing. So don't be done wrong. You know, Jesus was a just man, and they did things that were not lawful, but he said, Father, forgive them.
Amen.
Stephen said the same thing. He said, Father, don't lay it to their charge. See what I'm saying? Hallelujah. And there are things that are not even close to being important, matters of life and death, that we get upset about and say all manner of things and break off diplomatic relationships and all kind of stuff. Come on, saints.
Hallelujah.
And we rejoice in it. We rejoice in these abominations. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, we'd have to work hard to suffer ourselves to be defrauded. Because most things that happen, it's not about us being defrauded. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Hallelujah. It's about us defrauding ourselves. We are the sons of God. Come on. Yeah, when we don't have that ongoing forgiveness, it's we defrauding ourselves.
Amen.
Be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. Praise the Lord. You won't be able to simulate it. No. Mm-mm. Humility, it has to be real.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
For God resisteth the proud.
Amen.
And giveth grace to the humble.
Amen.
So, in light of that, let us humble ourselves.
Amen.
This is grace from God. God can humble us.
Amen.
But God says to us, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. If we exalt ourselves, he will abase us. But if we humble ourselves, he will exalt us in due time. Hallelujah. Casting all your care upon him. Casting all your care upon him. Hallelujah. Understand that Pastor Rice is keeping nothing back from you. Absolutely not. It comes down from above. Your neighbor is not preventing you. No. Hallelujah. Let's give glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, he's the devil, it's not your brother. Even if he used your brother, you still have to fight the adversary, not your brother. You don't do well fighting your brother. You dishonor God, and your brother is not your adversary.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Your adversary is the devil, and as a roaring lion, he walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. This is what God purposed him to do, and that's what he does. He's out to make war with the saints. He's out to wear out the patience of the saints. He don't care that they do well, but he don't want them to do well continually. He don't want them to continue. You know, maybe just on Sabbath, huh? He don't want them to do well on Monday. See what I mean? He want to wear out your patience. Hallelujah. You know, go to the prayer house on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, but he don't want you to go on the other day. Yeah, he want to wear out your patience. Hallelujah. And in our patience, we possess our soul. And when we continue, steadfast. Unmovable. Praise the Lord, saints. Whom resist steadfast in the faith. That's how we resist him. Steadfast in the faith. And when we resist him, he does flee. Yeah. He's got no sword, you know. Absolutely not. Hallelujah. He's got fiery darts, though. He's got no shield. Hallelujah. And when we resist the devil, then he got to flee. He got no shield against it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But we have a shield against the fiery darts.
Hallelujah.
Moreover, we got a sword too.
Amen.
Huh? Yeah, we need to use the sword.
Amen.
Now understand what using the sword is. That's not speaking that stuff that we speak all the time. I don't know. I'm trying to get this across to y'all. We got power in the tongue. Really? Life or death? Yeah, we need to speak what thus saith. Speak the word. That's what Jesus did against that adversary. Huh?
Amen.
Adversary came with the word. Perverted. He still comes with the word perverted. Huh? He comes to you, in a Holy Spirit. And since you're spiritual, you rap with him. Absolutely. And he have you do things that are ungodly? No. Hallelujah. What should you say to him? Get thee behind me. See, this is the word of God. Really? To get thee behind me, Satan. Huh? You are an offense to me. Huh? You want me to say that wicked stuff to my brother? Get thee behind me, Satan. Do it like that. Get thee behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me. You don't savor the things of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
So when we submit to God, when we do resist the devil.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's the only way.
Amen.
He don't resist us in rebellion because we're in his camp. In disobedience, how can we resist him while we obey him? Come on, saints. When we obey God, we resist.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Well, do know that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. We're all in the same spiritual battle. Don't be convinced that your trial is harder than anybody else's.
Amen.
Yeah. God's, the cross we have is the one that God given us.
And
it's the right one.
Hallelujah.
I read in one of the devotionals about a young girl that said, "Oh God, my cross is too heavy." And she went around and tried some other crosses. None of them worked for her. And she finally came back to her own and said, "Oh my God, this is so lovely." And that's how it is. It's the cross that God has for us. Yeah, there's a cross for everyone. There's a cross for me. Hallelujah. So let us deny ourselves this day. Take up our cross. Our cross. Our cross. And to follow God. Our cross, of course, are those things that are against our flesh, against our will. Yeah, that is our cross. If we want to do it, it's not a cross. All right, then. John Piper says, we're closing now. God loves us by liberating us from the bondage of self. Isn't that something? Now we're learning where a lot of our trouble come from. The loose lips, Huh? And the tongue that speak evil things.
Amen.
And this old self.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So for God to save us, he's got to get rid of us.
Amen.
Hmm? So he loves us by liberating us from the bondage of self.
Amen.
So then we can enjoy knowing him forever. Thank you, Lord. Hudson Taylor says, I am no longer anxious about anything. That means I'm not overly concerned. Doesn't mean you're apathetic. Mean you're not overly concerned. Huh? Mean we aren't concerned about Gino's wrongdoing, but we're not overly concerned. Everybody understand? We don't want to be more concerned about his wrongdoing than our own. Then we miss the mark, and we don't help him, and we don't help us. But usually what happens when we see somebody else, we're so overly concerned with they're missing the mark that we can't tend to our own mark missing. No? All right. You all still love me? Do you love the truth? Hallelujah. Well, we might read about that. The truth. Thank you, Lord. Just for a little while, saints. Truth is something that we know, but it's something that we do. It's something that is in us. Absolutely. We cannot walk in the truth if the truth is not in us. And Christ in you demands us to walk in the truth. Is that all right? You know, God put everything in Christ, but he put Christ in you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And we are the fullness of God. Huh? In Christ. Thank you, Lord. Let me find it just for a little while, saints.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Beloved, I wish above all things. This is 3 John. That thou mayest prosper and to be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee. See, I told you. The truth is in thee. Moreover, we put it on, we gird our loins with it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. How about that?
Amen.
The truth is in us.
Amen.
We walk in the truth.
Hallelujah.
We gird our loins with the truth.
Amen.
We speak the truth.
Thank you,
Lord. In Christ, and we lie not.
Amen.
The truth is the sword of the Spirit.
Amen.
It is the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So it's truth, huh?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the devil, he's lies.
Amen.
He's a murderer, a liar.
Amen.
He can't tell you the truth.
No.
It's impossible.
Amen.
And the carnal mind, same difference.
Amen.
Huh? The old man, same difference.
Amen.
Yeah, they're confederate with the devil.
Yes.
The carnal mind.
Yes.
And the old man.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
So if we walk in the flesh,
yep,
we don't please God.
Yep.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, know the truth, of course, is going to crucify your flesh.
Amen.
Well, let us thank God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Even as thou walkest in truth, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth.
Hallelujah.
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 And this is possible because the truth is in you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hmm? Y'all like my admonition? There's no other way. We can't walk in the truth except the truth be in us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I realize the Lord, I'm no longer anxious about anything. As I realize the Lord is able to carry out his will. You know that's what God does? He's having his own way. Rightfully so, huh? Hallelujah. Not right for us. No, no, no. We can't make one hair white or black.
Amen.
Can't add one cubic to our stature.
Hallelujah.
So we should be subject to the God who is able.
Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
Submit our will to His. Glory. As I realize the Lord is able, well, I hear you talking over there, brother, but come on now. Let us not be hypocrites. Let us ask God to help us, to give us good understanding. Because it's so easy for us to say this and say that while we're simultaneously doing the opposite. Hmm? Hallelujah. Now, God, look, Brother Allen, God don't will that you be cast out into the street. That's not His perfect will. Of course, the truth must be. Hmm? He willed that none would perish. That's not His perfect will. But many are going to perish. Hallelujah. You know why? They won't let His will be their will. Hmm? So I suppose if we went down and looked at your place now, it would be spick and span. Wouldn't have a lot of junk in it. When I talk to you, you say, yeah, I understand. But you don't understand. Do understand this, though. If and when they kick you out, don't ask to talk to me. We are not going to help you. Understand that? Okay. We'll see how you do. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I realize the Lord is able to carry out His will, and His will is mine. This is when we are in right standing. This is when our body is properly presented, when there's no will of our own involved. Amen. And we should do things in a manner so that our will isn't involved. Amen. Hallelujah. By submitting ourselves one to another, Amen. Actively seeking to be accountable one to another. Amen. It would help us. It would help Brother Wright. It would help Jeremiah's. It would help Scott Thomas. It would help Gregory Hall. Amen. It would help, what's his name? Anybody. Amen. Yeah. Brother Best. Amen. Yeah. It would help those brothers if they, right. I mean, they say they hear the prophet. That's amazing, isn't it? Hallelujah. But understand that's something that's common. People say they hear, and they really don't hear because they don't understand what hearing involves. It has more to do than with the ear. Praise the Lord. You know, there are those that have ears and don't hear. That's not us, though. We have ears and to hear, and we choose not to hear because we don't want to perform that which enables us to hear. And what enables us to hear is the denial of ourself, the crucifying of the flesh, the submitting ourselves one to another. Yeah, that's what we think we can hear walking in disobedience. And already you're in darkness. I don't care how much Bible you read, how much preaching you hear, how much fasting you do. You don't walk in the truth, then you walk in darkness. I don't care what title you have. I don't care how strong you are. None of those things matter. When you don't receive the truth, you walk in darkness. Am I telling the truth? Well, understand that. And especially when you begin to talk, understand that these things that you're saying have consequences. Absolutely. If you understand that, maybe you'll choose your words more carefully. Hallelujah. Of course, it has to do with the heart. Amen. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. You keep saying these things because your heart's not right. Amen. Yes. I can't stop saying it. Not with that evil heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Get your heart changed, you'll stop saying it. You can say, I love Jesus. Amen. Yeah, that's because He loved me. But I'm unlovable. I'm undeserving. Hallelujah. I'm not worthy of the least of His mercies. I need Him. He don't need me. Hallelujah. He's God all by Himself. Hallelujah. Don't need. Yeah, He's God all by Himself. Y'all know that? And He don't have to do without. Absolutely not. He can go get some rocks and replace all of us. Absolutely. Y'all don't know that? Did I find it in the book? Y'all believe it, though. Oh, you think you're so high and mighty, God can't do it without you? You know what? He's able to take some stones. Hallelujah. I believe it like that. Because I see the delusion that some are in. And I'll speak honestly with this fellowship here. If we are here and are not a part of it, we're definitely in delusion. Definitely. There's no other way to put it. There's no, and you, yeah, you're in darkness. And you don't know where you're going. What an opportunity. What a privilege. What a fellowship. What a joy divine. Hallelujah. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Hallelujah. Like the oil poured up on the head. Hallelujah. Poured up on Aaron's head. Ran down upon his beard even to the skirts. And there God commanded the blessing. Hallelujah. And there he commanded the blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Give God the praise, saints. I realize the Lord is able to carry out his will. His will is mine. It makes no matter where he places me or how. That is rather for him to consider than for me. Now, when we're walking in this, we're not complaining. Absolutely not. If we're complaining, then we're not walking in this. We're not saying, well, God, you're God. You've ordered this. Just give me grace and the wherewithal that I can endure it. Or we can complain and say, it wasn't for old Gino. And then there's old Allen. And then there's Pastor Rice. Then we aren't walking in this. Huh? Yeah, he's God in spite of Pastor Rice. Hallelujah. He's God in spite of you. He's God and he always will be God. Huh? If you're going to lay it on somebody, make sure you take it to where it's going. Don't try to, you know, ricochet and hit God. Just tell the truth. And God, you ain't doing me right. Yeah, do it like that. Don't say Pastor Rice. Say, God, you ain't doing me right. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. That is what you're saying, you know. Hallelujah. What a charge, huh? I guess if he saved you, he'd do right, huh? He had to make that right, you know. Oh, yeah, it's not right of itself. For him to even have fellowship with us, it's not right of itself. Absolutely not. God made it right. Y'all don't appreciate that? Huh? Yeah, if it wasn't lawful for him to fellowship, he wouldn't do it. Y'all, no, he's a righteous God. He's a holy God. Huh? But he chose to fellowship with us. And he made it possible that he could do it and still be holy and still be righteous. Hallelujah. And here we act like we don't want to be a part of this fellowship because it includes Edward and it includes Owen. And it, come on, saints. This is according to the will of God. Huh? They didn't choose God. No. He chose us. If we're going to complain about the fellowship, I guess we're going to complain about the ones he called into the fellowship. Huh? We can only do that carnally, you know. Yeah, when we start looking at folk in the flesh. Well, how could God save them? He's God. He saved you, didn't he? Hallelujah. Yeah, and if he can save us, he can save anybody. Hallelujah. Absolutely. That proves he's God. We're his witnesses. Hallelujah. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord.
Which is given unto us. Love doesn't feel good. It suffers long.
Hallelujah.
It's kind. Doesn't puff itself up. Bonded not, it's lowly, it's humble. Come on, saints. Shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Hallelujah. So the word of God preached has no power. If we would receive something this morning, we'll have to receive it by faith. Hallelujah. without.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Would you receive some power?
Hallelujah.
Behold, I give you power.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In other words, authority.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah, we have authority.
Amen.
To work righteousness.
Amen.
In fact, we have authority to do anything Amen. In the name of cause
Amen.
Of Christ. Anything. Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
We can forgive.
Amen.
We can heal.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
We have authority.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank
God.
Amen.
We can be done wrongfully and suffer it.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
We can.
Yes.
We have authority.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord.
So let's walk in the power.
Thank you, Lord.
We don't want to have a profession without any power, you know.
Amen.
Having a form of godliness, but no power.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when we say one thing and do the other, there's no power in it.
Amen.
Mm-mm. Jackie has no power in anything he says down there. What he's doing negates all the truth
Amen.
Of God. I don't care what he says. No power. Hallelujah. He's a perfect example of the Pharisees. Perfect example of Ananias and Sapphira. Absolutely. I hope you don't mind me saying it. We'll see. We'll see how you do.
Hallelujah.
Because the delusion he has is that we should forgive them. That is a delusion, you know. You know, forgiveness is ongoing. But his delusion is we need to forgive him. Hallelujah. And repentance has fruit. No fruit, no repentance. Hallelujah. And God knows the difference.
Amen.
Sure. I mean, repentance gets you walking in the right way.
Amen.
You're not repenting and not showing up at the tabernacle.
Amen.
Not even sending Jim up.
Amen.
Or Jim may not want to come up. He might be bamboozled by now.
Amen.
Y'all heard what I read?
He's,
yeah, you're a liar and you stuck the knife in Jackie. Huh? Now, this is just to keep you sober. If you think I'm holding something against them, I'm not. Because it's not against me. Absolutely not. And what they're doing is against God. That's why I'm speaking. It was just against me, I would have nothing to say. Who am I? If I'm going to speak as the representative of God, then I'm going to speak concerning his righteousness. You name the name of Christ. Stay down in your house like a groundhog. Your words have no validity. You have no power, and you have no part with the body. You've already been cut off. That's the truth.
Hallelujah.
All right, give God the praise. You're going to pray for us? Brother Driver, you're not angry, are you?
Hallelujah.
Understand you got a lot of musical instruments down in your place. You going to ever play any of them for the glory of God? It's shameful to have talent and you don't use it for God. Huh? You're not going to pray for the Rolling Stones, are you, brother? Give glory to God. Huh? Yeah, one of those songs you talk about, fearing God. Huh? You remember that song, brother? Can you still sing it? Say again. You believe so?
Yes,
you have to speak up.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You have to sing it like you mean it.
Hallelujah.
You have to sing it in the fear of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I could sing it. It might not sound as good.
Right.
I could even play it, but it wouldn't be in harmony.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But whatever God has given me, I do want to give it
Amen.
For God's glory.
Hallelujah.
That's why God gives us. So that we can give.
Amen.
You know, God gave.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Thank
you, he's a good example, isn't he?
Amen.
He didn't hold back anything. He spared not his own son.
Hallelujah.
Huh? I know currently this won't excite us. We won't be provoked in the carnal with this. God can do anything. The sun's shining out there. We're not provoked. Hallelujah. If we had a week or two of darkness, we might be provoked. See, that's how we are. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We should be provoked unto love and unto good works.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Lord, bless you, saints. Lord is good. His mercy endureth forever. All right. Tim, you going to pray?
Yes, sir. They just here wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes, cease to do evil. Learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow, though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Thank you, Heavenly Father, again, pouring out the water again this day, Lord, a washing of the word, and pray, Father, again, that we would let us wash us this day and run to that place of repentance. And I thank you for a space to repent, Lord. Because I'm a wretched man. I'm a sinful man. I'm undone. Woe is me, Lord. But not discouraged, because I know the blood will never lose its power. And thank you for that, Lord. And so we have this access. And so each day, Lord, I thank you. I can come boldly, throne of grace, obtain mercy and grace to find help in time of need. And that's continuous for me, Lord. And so I know you resist the proud. You give more grace to the humble. And so I don't want anything to do with pride, Lord. So deliver me from any pride, arrogancy, hardness, high-mindedness, O God, because I need you in this hour. We need you in this hour, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And you resist the proud, Lord. I believe that, Lord. So teach us the fear of the Lord, O God. Unite our hearts to fear. We'll walk in the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Ghost. And give us divine wisdom from above, O God. And help us, O God. I wrote on my page here to serve you, word and deed. And so it is a privilege and honor to do anything for you, Lord. So I pray, Lord, I'm even now, Lord, this word come forth that's humbled me again, Lord, and I thank you for that, Lord. Because I spend a lot of time being proud, arrogant, haughty, high-minded, and I just abhor myself when I think about it, Lord. And so thank you for Pastor Rice's faithfulness to daily bread, and grace is so sufficient, and the saints, the fellowship, the communion, Holy Ghost, and help us account our blessings this day, Lord, and to not complain. Sometimes I find myself complaining about all the complaining I got to hear, and that's not right, Lord. So forgive us, Lord, and thank you, Father, for food to eat, water to drink, clothes to wear, Lord. Let us not take any of these things for granted, Lord, and help us to be thankful, Lord. Give us thankful hearts, and again, Lord, get off the pages, get in the application in your heart. So I'm thankful that your determination to save us, oh God, because many times we oppose ourselves, Lord, that's the truth. But it's bringing me to a place to repentance, Lord. And I pray that again, your goodness, let it lead us to repentance. And it does. So your word works, Lord. And thank you, Father, the prophet sent. Let us know you come in a lifetime. And so I believe, Lord, when you come, we're going to be ready. So you are the author and the finisher. So finish the work. Cut it short and rise. And gather your saints, Lord. Make us one. Bless the saints listening in. And oh, God, you've helped us so many ways, though, we don't even know it.
Thank you, Lord.
So, give me in your care. Keep us, Lord, in your will, in your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Timothy, for praying for us. Hallelujah, everybody. Doing okay? All hearts and minds clear?
Amen.
Are you glad to be here?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Are you looking for the coming of the Lord? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, you know, I recount things that have happened here, but it's not because I'm holding a grudge.
Sure.
You know, I don't have a grudge. I have faith in God. I have forgiveness in my heart. I talk about these things because they're the scriptures that have been fulfilled. They're the spirits that come among us, still among us. So I talk about when the folks sit over here and play with their phones while I preach. No fear of God. I use it for an example. I've got no animosity. No, absolutely not. I'm speaking it. Yeah. As folk have rose up in here and said, get off the podium. Yeah, I say these things to remind you. There's Brother Driver who used to be lively and sing and pray. And now look at him. He's withdrawn in a shell. Well, we say these things to remind y'all. Hallelujah. There are people that come here and look lively, you know, and then they start to look unlively. Y'all remember Crummel? I get on him all the time. So I'm trying to admonish this brother here. Yeah, that's the spirit. God's the same. All the time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It's for our admonition. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Y'all don't see what's going on down there? That doesn't. Huh? I mean, it should do something for us, though. Yeah. I understand. But for God's grace. But for God's grace. This is what God can do and what He will do. And understand, they think that they're right. They think they're right with God. If not, they repent. Well, we've encouraged them. Yeah, we've been open. We've been inviting. Yes. And their mindset is that we need to forgive them. Now, some of us may be the same amount in a lesser degree. That's why I point to that. Everybody understand? Hallelujah. That's so we don't get to that point. That's why I keep warning us about the tongue. I mean, really, it is a world of evil. Yes, it is. And we're defiled by this stuff that we say that's not right. Yes, not by what we eat, not by what goes in, but what comes out. So we should be careful about judgments. I mean, if Kurt get up and dance, we don't have to judge whether or not he's in the flesh. We just go on, brother. Hallelujah. I mean, if we judge, we need to judge it righteously. And as we judge, that's how we are judged. Now, some may not understand that people really appreciate what Jesus has done for them. Amen. To the point that they don't mind looking like a fool.
Amen.
There's others that appreciate what Jesus has done for them, but not to that degree. I understand to that degree. See what I'm saying? And I don't despise them. I rejoice with them. I've seen people act a fool over grandchildren, but they won't do it for Jesus. Absolutely. Why do you say grandchildren? That's the best example. You want to get somebody oohing and on, right. Then you let them talk about their grandchildren. What about Jesus done for them?
Hallelujah.
No, the preacher can preach with fire and power.
Right.
They're going to be nonchalant. Hallelujah. See?
Glory.
Hallelujah. Woo-hoo. And understand, it's a heart condition.
Amen.
That's what it is.
Amen.
It's a matter of the heart. Really, it is.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
It's just being manifest. Hallelujah. So I'm clarifying, not justifying, because I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to talk about the things that have transpired here. Yeah, and I want you to remember, because I remember.
Glory. Glory.
I don't hold a grudge, but I remember. Remember how the devil's tripped me up? I do remember. Hallelujah. And he has done it, you know. But I remember. Praise the Lord. Oh, be strong and of good courage. The Lord thy God is with thee. Whithersoever thou goest.
Maranatha.
Lord is coming. Hallelujah.